On this Monday, let's check the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here from Risk Pulse in Chicago. A little rainfall made its way across the Corn Belt over the past couple of days. Let's start out with that. Where did it go?
Well, Todd, looking at the rain activity in recent days, the most significant rain activity occurred in places such as southeastern Iowa into northwest Illinois, where amounts were in excess of an inch. But outside of that, in general, most of the totals were in that quarter to three quarters of an inch range. And that's what the Eastern Belt is seeing here today, especially Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan.
Just enough to hit the pause button for maybe a few hours or maybe half a day to a day in most places in that case. As they get started into the harvest season, what happens next for the weather?
Well, Todd, following this current rain system, the belt will have an extended period of dry weather that will be in place throughout the upcoming weekend. And so so with this rain event, it's not the start of any, you know, very unseasonably wet pattern, but is rather just kind of a one-shot deal. And with no other significant rain events coming up, yeah, that should allow for a very favorable harvest progress coming up, which we've already started to see at this early stage of the season. But that's going to continue as we move into the early part of October.
Temperatures will be cooler daytime and evening both, but will there be sunshine?
There will be sunshine, and that really begins to kick back in tomorrow across the belt. And for much of this week, albeit with unseasonably cool temperatures, yeah, there should be an abundant sunshine here as higher pressure settles into the Midwest. And even expect that into next week as well, with then some increase in cloud cover during the second half of next week as we begin to see some easing of these cooler anomalies in place.
As we make our way into the second full week of October and into mid-October, are there any changes that you're watching or concerns that you have for storms that might make their way across the Midwest, or does it look clear at the moment?
Well, Todd, right now it does look clear for the moment. And, you know, typically La Nina falls here in the Midwest and the plains tend to feature generally drier than normal conditions. And so we do think that's playing out here this season. As is always the case, the item to watch is any tropical rains or tropical systems moving in. And at least for this week, we don't see anything. But the tropical season is not done. And even there's some hints that we could see the development of a system in the Western Caribbean during the early part of next week. So that's going to be the thing to watch that could cause some temporary wetness during the overall macro dry pattern expected here in the Midwest.
As fall and harvest has arrived here in the United States, if you turn your attention to South America, it's springtime and planting has and will continue. However, they sometimes need to wait for rainfall, especially in parts of Brazil, before they get started in earnest. What do we know about the weather and the patterns there?
Yeah, well, in Brazil, about a week ago, there was some rain development across Mato Grosso, but more on the scattered side. Maybe enough to initiate some planting, but certainly not any kind of widespread, significant rain event. And now for the next couple of weeks, the pattern features drier than normal conditions and very hot conditions as well across Mato Grosso. So any planting will be pretty limited here the next couple of weeks. We don't anticipate that to last much longer. In fact, we are seeing indications that around October 10th or shortly thereafter, that would be the window for more significant rain development beginning again across Mato Grosso. And that would be the time frame for more consistent rains and ultimately more consistent early planting.
As you go southward from there, do conditions change very much?
Well, southern Brazil is in very good shape. They've been on the active side here lately and will continue to be that way. So their soil moisture base is in very good shape going into October. Argentina, though, it's been more variable. They did see a significant rain event this past weekend, which provided a good shot in the arm here for them. However, the pattern for the next couple of weeks is reverting back to a drier than normal mode. So they've struggled with dryness here over the winter, and that's certainly something to watch now as we go into the spring planting season there in Argentina.
Thank you so much, Mark. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He is in Chicago, Illinois.